This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 289 for Wednesday, March 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are on the rise Wednesday morning, gleaning support from upticks in other vegetable oils. The May canola contract gains $2.20 at $820.40 per ton, and the July contract rises $3.40 at $817.30. Along with upticks in the Chicago soy complex, there are increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, small decreases in global crude oil prices are putting some pressure on the veg oils. Environment and Climate Change Canada is forecasting normal temperatures and normal levels of precipitation for most of the prairies over the next 3 months. The outlook for southern Alberta and southwestern Saskatchewan is for those areas to get below normal precipitation. There are indications that the La Nina is weakening and entering a neutral phase. There are expectations for an El Nino to develop sometime during the second half of this year. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 73.36 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.48. The United States Department of Agriculture will release its fats and oils report after the markets close this afternoon. Market expectations for the January soybean crush average 189.6 million bushels. Estimates for soy oil stocks average 2.37 billion pounds. Ukrainian grain exports are reported to be nearly 525,700 tons for the week ending February 26th. That's down almost 31% from the previous week. Total exports so far under the Black Sea Agreement are 22.5 million tons. Meanwhile, Ukraine is pressuring the United Nations and Turkey to reopen negotiations with Russia to extend the agreement past the March 17th expiry date. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday morning. The May contract adds 7 cents at $14.86 per bushel. May soy oil is relatively steady at 60.01 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $1.90 at $469 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the May contract down 7 cents at $6.23.5 per bushel. Oats are slightly lower, with its May contract dipping 1.5 cents at $3.33.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago May slips 2 cents at $7.04. Kansas City May loses 2.5 cents at $8.10. And Minneapolis May sheds 3 cents at $8.63.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, March 1st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.